Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Ed Pisani with Business Conversations with Ed Pisani. Today, I am very excited because I have a very interesting guest. Darlisa Diltz is a managing director of the North Texas Entrepreneur Education and Training Center. And she's going to talk to us today about my favorite subject, entrepreneurship. Darlisa, could you tell us your story?
Yes, so thank you, Ed, for having me on today. I appreciate it. So I enjoy learning, and I also enjoy helping people. So putting those two together, I come from a background where entrepreneurship was not something that I saw as a future for me or my surroundings. And so I was very blessed with the opportunity through learning and additional development to be able to go into a process of where I studied entrepreneurship wholeheartedly. And through that process, I worked with organizations like the Small Business Development Center, the SBA, SCORE, the Women's Business Centers, and I absolutely loved it. However, I realized that there was still a gap with working with those organizations. And so through a lot of additional research, came together with a couple of other community organizers, and the North Texas Entrepreneur Education and Training Center was formed.
That's great. Now, I want to be the first to say I have a six-year-old little girl, and I think in the background, a little one, and I think it's great because it really kind of sets a tone for so many small business owners that are just starting out that, you know, it's okay to have a family and strive to take your business to the next level. That's just the norm. And like, I think it just is a great lead into some of the questions that I have for you. On your website, it says one of the missions of the North Texas Education and Training Center for Entrepreneurs is to equip them with aspiring entrepreneurs with the knowledge needed to succeed in business from start to finish. The top thing I see in the circle is biblical principles. And could you elaborate on that a little bit for me?
Absolutely, because this journey for me has been a faith walk. I am very passionate about my faith, and that is really what has gotten me through many of the things that all of the things that I've gone through in life. And so with my clients that come through the center, you know, we make sure that we let them know, you know, hey, you got to have a strong faith. You have to attach yourself to some type of belief system, and you have to have trust. And so many of the stories and, you know, testimonies and things that are in the Bible is really what kind of helped me to get through my process. And so I share that with my clients because that's my comfort. And so we back the business on biblical principles. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, because, you know, when you're starting out in entrepreneurship, we have very big visions and goals and aspirations.
True.
But
very true.
They're not there yet, you know, and it's like, if we give up in the very beginning, you won't make it to where you're trying to be. So, you know, just those kind of things. And one of the unique things about what we do is, we pray for and with all of our clients, you know, because it is a struggle. It is a tough feat to go through entrepreneurship alone. And so we like to let our clients know that, you know, they have a support system, you know, that whole where two or three are gathered together, there he is in the midst. And we believe in that. And so that's how we support our clients.
That's great. So you're almost a ministry in some capacity, because you want them to become successful in every aspect of their life, physically, business-wise, spiritually. And that's great. I mean, I don't hear that enough, but it's not uncommon for the entrepreneur, small business owner community to have that type of value system because, we're literally our own boss, and
Yes.
only one that's going to yell at us is the person in the mirror.
Yes.
I saw a meme one time where it was like an entrepreneur talking in the mirror, and the wife came in and like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm having a staff meeting."
I like I like that.
So, tell me a little bit about your entrepreneurship certifications that you offer.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. So our certification is a little bit different. We touch on the educational. So we take our participants from mindset all the way through implementation of business. So they go through 12 weeks of coursework where they are actually developing their business plan. So that talks about everything from feasibility, the marketing, the legal, funding, all of that kind of stuff. And so then after they complete that portion, we actually put them into the phase of what's called implementation, where they are actually going out and they are doing some of these things so that they can kind of get a feel for what that first offset of entrepreneurship is. Okay, we've started our business. Where are the customers? It's like it doesn't really happen like that. So they have to go through a series of activities from, registering their business to. Sorry, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening. I'm
Okay.
like captivated with
Oh.
everything you're saying. Like sometimes it's I'm quiet, so I apologize. I try to go but I mean I'm just sort of like, wow, this is great. Continue. I'm sorry.
Registering their business, they have to form a bank account. They have to attend like certain opportunities. I don't know if you're familiar with like 1 million cups. So it's actually putting them out there into the entrepreneur ecosystem. And so they have to do a certain number of criteria before they are considered graduated from the program.
Okay,
During this,
could you quickly, I hate to interrupt you, but you brought up 1 million cups. Could you explain that to some of our listeners? Because I have listeners all over the world, that may
yeah.
not be familiar with what you're talking about.
Awesome. So if you are an entrepreneur, you definitely want to look into where 1 Million Cups is happening in your area. It is a nationwide initiative through the Kauffman Foundation that actually brings together a room full of entrepreneurs, professionals, stakeholders, and business owners, either pre-startup or whatever. They get to pitch in front of this room of support systems, right? They get to pitch their business, and then the audience gives them feedback on how they can enhance their business. It is a free platform. It happens every Wednesday at 9 o'clock across the globe.
Wow.
And it is a nationwide platform.
So essentially, any entrepreneur that's listening right now can go to 1 million cups, Google it, Bing it, good DuckDuckGo it, whatever, and they can sort of get connected to this great community that's just available for them to help.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's
Yes, and
awesome.
I absolutely encourage that they do it.
Yeah. So you were talking. I totally sidetracked you with that one thing, but you were
That's
talking
okay.
about like the entrepreneurial certificate, and you had mentioned like do you have them actually get started setting up like their LLC and doing things that's not just saying, okay, we're going to have a client today. It's all the like laborious stuff. What's the feeling from these new entrepreneurs? Do you feel like they're bubbles are bursted, or do you feel like they're really thankful that you're kind of pointing them in the right direction?
So it kind of goes in a couple different directions, right? We've had the ones that are like, oh my goodness, entrepreneurship may not be for me. I think, or it maybe it's not at this time, or they weren't real sure. They didn't know how much was involved in it. You have some that are like, oh, okay, this is a progression, it's a learning curve, I wasn't aware. And then you have those that are like, yes. This is what I'm talking about. I want to go full throttle let's make it happen. And that's exactly what we want in the program, because there's so many entrepreneurs that invest so much money into an idea that's not feasible, or it's feasible, but they don't have the right systems in place to make it effective, you know? And so what our program does is help them to establish what it looks like going into their particular industry, their particular business, without putting all of this money into it first, right? So yes, there is a cost to participate in the program, but it's minimal. And so they go through, they start getting their feet wet, if you will, and they realize, oh, this is going to take a lot more than I'm able to commit right now. So it helps them to see in the future or forward focused, kind of put a strategy in place. Or if it is something that they are ready to take on and, you know, build and grow and develop, we have systems in place and partners that can help them do just that. So the program is designed to educate them for wherever they are in the process and how to move forward.
Gotcha. So I guess your partners are almost like a business advisor. I don't want to say a business coach or a consultant, but almost an advisor in essence, to like sort of point them in the right path, but allow them to do it and check in with them on a somewhat regular basis, but not do the work for them.
Well, there's a gambit of partners.
Okay.
So like after they complete the program, so there's things like, I don't know if you're familiar with like the SBDC, the Small Business Development Centers, SCORES. So we then connect our clients to organizations like that, or even lenders. You know, they may be ready for that initial line of credit. We have partnered with some of the banking institutions that will provide them with a small line of credit to get started once they've completed the program, because they go through financial literacy, they go through all of that in the program, so the banks know that they are a solid business. So we partner with all local businesses and organizations. So wherever they're ready to go next, if it's funding, if it's additional marketing, if it's the additional consulting, whatever, we partner them with those organizations.
Gotcha. So like you're pretty much just a resource, truly, to get them pointed in the right direction. Do you require your students to write a business plan, or how do you feel about business plans?
So the first 12 weeks of the certification is them developing their business plan. I'm not of the persuasion that in order to start a business, you have to have a business plan. But I am of the persuasion that if you want to be successful in business, then you will need to write a business plan. And so the first part of that is them actually developing that business plan based on their industry expertise in during the coursework. And the homework that they receive is actually, it goes into their business plan. But yes, I do believe in business plans. I just don't think you have to have one in order to get started. But yes, you do want to have a business plan.
Okay. That's cool. Like, I'm not judging. I'm just kind of curious because I've had conversations and debates at times with people about the concept of a business plan, of like the school of hard knocks versus the other side of it, and which is better. I think it's refreshing that you're kind of like treading that middle line to do a little bit of both, where they're getting their feet wet and their hands dirty, but at the same time, then they're writing a better business plan to be successful in the future.
Yes.
Now, one of the other things that you do is you facility usage. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
So we are an actual center. The very first and only center in our area, the Mid-Cities area. And so we actually have a location where people can come and utilize the space as they need it for professional usage. So we have a classroom that seats up to 40. We have a smaller classroom that seats up to 25. We have a conference room that seats up to 10. And then we have a little room that I like to call our professional Starbucks, where people can come daily and work out of there. It's not co-working. It's just a way for them to come and pop in, do some work, and they have access to printing, copying, scanning, that kind of thing. And
Nice.
that's on a daily rate. So that is what is considered the facility usage.
Do you have people that are entrepreneurs that are actually not in the Texas area that take advantage of your services? And how has that been if you have?
Yes, so we've actually had a couple, well, I should say a few, that have come in and used the daily desk space. And we have a couple that do our virtual office, so wanting a presence in Texas. So they use the center address as their physical address here in the Texas area, but they are actually in other locations.
That's interesting. I know you have a board of advisors. When you came up with this idea, how hard was it to pull the board together? Were they really fired up about the idea, or did you have to sell them a little bit on it?
Actually, it was a pretty easy sale. So kind of going back to those biblical principles and things, it was kind of like a conversation with me and God. And I'm like, if this is what you want me to do, then I need you to send me the right people. I need you to connect me with the right, order my steps, basically. And so they actually kind of found me. And through, of course, like a vetting or and prayer, it kind of worked out. We had a couple additional ones that were on the board at one point, but because of, other situations and family things, they couldn't, look, they, couldn't do it much longer. But so they actually found me, and it has been phenomenal. The connections, the knowledge, the research, the backgrounds are just amazing. And so it was really a easy process.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But I worked for a charity, and at times I've heard horror stories of trying to get a board together because of the egos and everything else. I guess my other question I have for you is, since you do have a faith type principle, do you have events that you do, or what's your plan in reference to like engaging the students in different ways, or potential new students?
Oh, absolutely. So, yes, since our focus is education, we have all types of additional sessions and resources and, things that we do in between, and even for those that are not a part of the certification program. So we have a partnership with Intuit. That's the QuickBooks platform. We have partnerships with like the Better Business Bureau. They come out, they do sessions. We have partnerships with Microsoft. They come out, they do sessions. Some of our local entrepreneurs, they do classes and workshops on, maybe it's marketing online, or Legal Shield is one of our big supporters. So we actually have a gambit of sessions that go on between our center, partnerships with the banks, you name it, there's something usually going on in terms of classes and events. In November, we have actually partnered with the Capital Factory Deck, which is like the largest entrepreneurial ecosystem place here in the DFW, to do a startup resource showcase. So we're doing a big event to kind of bring all of the resources together that help those early entrepreneurs and give them some tidbits and nuggets and That kind of thing. So that's happening in November. So yeah, we have a lot of different ways that people can engage. We have what's called Coffee and Conversations. That's monthly, every fourth Friday, where people can just kind of come hang out. That's with one of our partners, Happy State Bank. Get coffee, have some breakfast, and just talk about topics
Nice.
that are impacting entrepreneurship, that kind of thing.
So, I guess one of the questions going in the back of my mind, I just got a zillion questions because I love entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
What's the youngest entrepreneur that's walked in to your center and said, "Hey, I have an idea, help me"?
So great question. Prior to opening the center, I had a youth program called Youth Entrepreneurs Platform, which now one of my advisory board guys, he actually does it. So we actually had a children's business fair back in August, and that was from third grade
Wow, third
through,
grade?
yes,
That's incredible.
because education is, it starts whenever. For the center, however, to go through like our programs, we focus mainly on post high school. So once they have graduated high school, then they can enroll into the North Texas Entrepreneurs Program. However, we do have a platform through InFocus Biz where they actually do. We did a summer camp. We partner with Junior Achievement, and we offer services for them as well. So we do have a youth component that starts at third grade and it goes up through 12th grade. And then the center is specifically for the adults.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question. For the adults, is there like a grand slam business startup story where someone came in and now they're running like a $1 million business?
Let's see. We have some, I don't know that there are $1 million businesses yet, but let's see. We have what are some of our good ones? Okay, so we have a gentleman who paints rocks
Really?
for the people in like the AA programs, and he does customizable rocks to help them through their process. He's doing phenomenal with his business. We had a gentleman who opened up a farmer's insurance branch,
That's pretty good.
and
That's no joke.
he is doing well. Many of the participants that come, oh, we had a gun range, a gentleman who opened a gun range. And they actually had a ribbon cutting for that in May, I believe. So that one is going really well. I think they may be at the $1 million mark actually
Wow.
by now. Let me see. Many of ours are like the in-home consultants or the passion businesses. Oh, we have a food truck. We've had a food truck, a couple food truck businesses that are doing pretty good. They are actually being placed and visible, like sellout worthy. So that's pretty good. So we've had a bunch of success stories.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And like it's kind of cool because I think in a way some of the listeners that are tuning in basically say, there is no wrong business, because you're sort of saying like you have everything from the passion project to the food truck to the gun range to like a major insurance company, and you sort of like are showing that anything is possible if you just sort of get in there and roll up your sleeves and you just do it, you will find success.
Yes.
Which is great. I mean, like I'm a huge fan of entrepreneurship. I actually went to college and studied entrepreneurship as my college degree. So I always get a kick out of talking with individuals like yourself because it's an amazing subject. And the focus that you brought in with the biblical principles is very refreshing, because I think we need more of that in our society today's this in these days.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
So In reference to integrity, I know that's another one of your big pieces. Do you teach that, or is that more of conversations, or how do you get an entrepreneur to think in a way that is in the mindset of having integrity?
So good question. We do, I can't, I don't know if you say you teach it, but it is something that is mentioned, throughout all of our interactions with our clients, right? Yes, you can go into business and you can have a horrible business model and just want to be making money, and you know that's your thing. However, that integrity piece should always be what brings you back to what it is that you're doing. Why are you doing what it is that you are doing? And we tie it to that. So matching that integrity piece to your why, if you are truly passionate about what it is that you are doing and wanting to do, then that is going to help you to grow that business and, you know, produce great outcomes for your business. And just, you know, being, having a good heart for the people that you are trying to serve, right? We've all had experiences where we've gone into bad business situations and we're like, oh my goodness, I'm never going back there again, or, you know, something like that. And not wanting people to have that type of feeling about your business. And so, you know, just making sure that people understand that the reason you go into business is what is going to keep you going back to that business, and that starts with integrity of the heart.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I mean, like, it could take years to build an amazing business brand and years to grow it to a place where you're respected in the community. And then it will take literally minutes to destroy that when you don't have
Yes.
integrity. Like,
And especially nowadays with social media, oh my goodness.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's so many different questions I could ask. Like, the one that's going through my mind right now is, like, how does your pastor feel about this endeavor? Do you talk to him about it a lot, or is it kind of like you're but not doesn't really come up much, or could you share about that?
Yes, so I am, I'm, like, oddly enough, I am really kind of like a behind the scenes kind of person, right? So with our church, oh my God, my pastor is awesome and phenomenal in terms of like entrepreneurship and growth and development. So we do have a lot of different like community events and things like that where we participate. And do like a space, like a vendor table and stuff like that. But me personally, I just kind of like to be in the background. I don't really, a lot of people probably don't even realize that I own the center like that. You know, they know, but I'm more like feet to the ground kind of person. So I probably should do more talking about it. But when we did talk about it, you know, he loves it. As I mentioned, I'm on the community partners list and things like that. So, yeah, there's a great correlation there.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I know sometimes that's not always the case. I see that you have a couple nonprofit executives and consultants. Do you actually help charities get started too at your site?
Yes. So we do work with both. And so Linda Gray, she is our nonprofit consultant. She has been in the industry for well over 30 years. So she kind of spearheads our nonprofit portion. But yes, we have a nonprofit track as well. So if they are wanting to develop their 501c3, she has developed a program similar to
Nice.
the for-profit track as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine that must be very thorough with all the different things you have to worry about with the IRS and doing it correctly and mission statement and goals and making sure
Yes.
you're
Board development and yes.
And accountability and
Yeah.
audits and everything. I mean, it's just amazing. Everything that you're doing is Second to none. Is there any other services that you offer that I haven't really asked about?
No, we kind of talked about them all. We do the virtual office where people can, oh, we do the registering agent. So when people are completing their business paperwork, we are an actual registering agent for organizations. So, you know, if people are not wanting to put their own name on their business paperwork, we are registering agents. But no, other than that, we provide, we are like a hub for that true startup entrepreneur, helping them. We can do a business analysis for any business, like kind of seeing where they are and then taking, helping them to pair to get to that next step. So, no, you asked all of the questions and we talked
Cool.
about.
I mean, like, if there's someone that's out there that's like so on fire based upon this interview today, and they say, you know what, I want to do this in Canada, what's a piece of advice you can give them to be successful and getting into an endeavor like you have?
So let me make sure I understand the question, to like start a center or to get help as an entrepreneur or
Like to, if
what's the
they if
question?
they're like, man, my community really needs a center like this. What advice would you give to them, or what would you suggest to them? Would like call you or do this or don't do this? Like, what's some of
Oh, gotcha.
the
Gotcha. So first and foremost, yes, you can always email us, call, whatever the case, and we can help what wherever we can help in that regard. But two, reach out to like your small business development centers, see what services they are offering, because so many people don't know about the small business development centers. They provide a great resource as well. But yes, you can absolutely contact us, and we can even do some research to help you find what's in your area. You know, because we kind of know the buzzwords to look for based on what you say. So we could absolutely help you to connect to that ecosystem, in wherever you are.
So more or less, you can tell someone if they reach out to you, you actually don't have to start this. It is existing, and this is the agency you should consider maybe joining the board of, or you're absolutely right. There's nothing here. You definitely need to have something, and we can help you get the ball rolling, whichever is the best case scenario. For an entrepreneur that's listening, that may be from another part of the country. You did say before that you would be more than willing to help them if they wanted to start a business. What's one thing they should do before they call you? What's one thing that you say, hey, really do this before you call us? This is the first thing we want you to do.
Actually, they can contact us for anything. They can go to our website. They can check out on the homepage. There's a tab that says "Let Us Help." They can go there and they can fill that out. But honestly speaking, you know, we are here to help. So, you know, they can give us a call. They can send us an email, or go to our website and fill out that tab, and then we can help in whatever regards. In 2020, so January 2020, we will be rolling out our online platform. So that may be something that may be of interest to some of the listeners. So we would love to connect and keep in touch, and you know, even subscribe to our mail list because we send out a monthly newsletter. So that may help as well.
So what is your website? If you could share like your website telephone number for people to reach you, and get the ball rolling and connect with you.
Absolutely. So the website is www.nteetc.com. That's Nancy, Terry, Edward, Tom, Charlie. And then our telephone number is 817-618-0229. Or they can email us at info@ NTEETC.com.
Awesome. Well, Thank you so much for being on the Business Conversations today. I've really enjoyed
Thank
it.
you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I think this has been very interesting, and I look forward to seeing all the good things that you're going to be doing in the future. I'll keep track with you, and
Absolutely.
I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You as well, Ed, and I look forward to staying in touch.
All right. And to our listeners, again, be safe. Thank you for tuning and listening again. We try to keep this right around 30 minutes because we know you're driving to and from different places and work, and this is a good amount of time to get a really interesting business conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Be safe. Take care.